Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg in Polokwane 30, Pretoria 31, Emalahleni 28 grade.
Not so bad on the roads. We're dealing with the roadworks in Grasmere N1 northbound restrictions and a few delays before the N12 Potchefstroom Highway exit and delays in the Crown, particularly M2 west towards Main Reef Road.
Die Stadswane het sy komeruit gespreek oor die rooftog by die Hercules Kliniek in Pretoria. 'N Vroulike sekuriteitswag wat by die kliniek gewerk het, is gewond toe rowers toegang tot 'n stoorkamer wou kry. Die metro se woordvoerder Lindela Mashego.
Hercules Kliniek is not merely a building. It is a symbol of our commitment to health and progress. It is imperative that we all play our part in safeguarding it by remaining vigilant and reporting any suspicious activities to authorities.
Twee verdagtes is intussen in hegtenis geneem in verband met 51 padkoubusse wat maandag aand in Mpumalanga aan die brand gesteek is. 'N Groep mense het twee veiligheidswagte by die Molotto depot aangeval en busse aan die brand gesteek. Een persoon is geskiet en gewond. Polisie woordvoerder Donald Maduli sê nog inhegtenisnemings word verwag.
During the arrest of the suspect, one of them was found with a mobile phone suspected to be that of one of the victims, as well as an empty magazine for a 9mm pistol without any ammunition.
Die EFF oordeel die uitslaa van 'n vergadering van die parlement se portefeuljekomitee oor verdediging en militêre veterane wat vir vandag beplan is. Die vergadering sou verslae ontvang oor die soldate van die Suid-Afrikaanse nasionale weermag wat in die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo ontplooi is. Die EFF sê 13 soldate het reeds die afgelope paar dae gesterf terwyl die situasie aanhoudend vererger. Die St. Johannesburg en 12 van sy entiteite in die stad sit met ongekwalifiseerde audituitkomste. Dis onthul deur die ouditeur-generaal van Suid-Afrika se sake-eenheidleier, Dumisani Bekulu. Hy het vanoggend die jaarlikse verslae en van finansiële state voor die staande komitee oor openbare rekeninge aangebied.
The overview as it relates to the city of Joburg, Chairperson, is a city which from our side we have noted the overall audit outcomes, which continue to stagnate. We have highlighted the issues that talk to infrastructure, where there are challenges as it relates to the infrastructure on the ground in terms of the maintenance.
En Randwater sê die drinkwater wat die Suikerbos waterbehandeling aanleg en vereniging verskaf is veilig vir menslike gebruik. Dit volg na 'n aanlyn artikel wat sê mense moenie die water drink nie. Randwater se woordvoerder Makenosi Maroo.
It would have been prudent for the author of the article to indicate that rainwater subjects the raw water that it abstracts to vigorous water treatment processes to ensure that water that is supplied to its customers comply with the requirements of the South African National Standards for Drinking Water.
Ek is nou September top story at this hour. The city of Tshwane has expressed concern following a robbery at a health facility in Pretoria.
Yeah, guys getting brazen, huh? What do you mean they're getting brazen? They're robbing cash in transit vans in broad daylight. No matter police intelligence or any word, they are brazen.
They are.
Hey, Chanel. Gister, I did not know that I have Chinese folks living in my neighborhood.
Really?
I only found out last night when the fireworks went off. Quincy just went, what's that, Daddy? It's World War III.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Chinese people. It is the Chinese New Year today, the year of the wood snake. Apparently, it's a very auspicious year. It is not so auspicious if you are named Duduzile Zuma Zambudla, though, because you've been charged under the Terrorism Act because of the unrest. How many years later?
4 years. Tomorrow is a court date. We'll see what happens in court.
Wow. The long, long, long arm of the law. Okay. Ons moet nou wag en sien vir daai. We're still dealing with the unbelievable tragedy.